From superheroes to CIA agents, it's been an exciting year at the movies. So what were the best of 2012?
I volunteer as tribute.
Jennifer Lawrence rode the Hunger Games to the bank, but landed the date movie of the year in Silver Linings Playbook.
Are you going to walk me home or what?
You poor social skills.
Quentin Tarantino sparked controversy with his slave revenge western,
Django. The D is silent.
Ang Lee wowed us with 3D in Life of Pi, while Michael Haneke devastated us with aging French lovers in Amour. Before Anne Hathaway, she was Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises, which topped the Avengers in style and substance.
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
A storm coming, Mr. Wayne. You're all gonna wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
Wes Anderson crowned Moonrise Kingdom, while Paul Thomas Anderson hypnotized us with The Master.
I know you're trying to calm me down, but just say something that's true! This guy.
Skyfall revived 007. The best CIA tales were real in Zero Dark 30.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
And Argo.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
A six-year-old beast proved Oscar-worthy in Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Who the man?
I'm the man.
And Daniel Day-Lewis brought our greatest president to life in Spielberg's Lincoln.
Blood's been spilt to afford us this moment now. Now!
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, and I'll see you in 2013.